Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to deliver some yard tips, cover farming news, and let everyone know of the McPherson County Farmers Market that is open each Saturday from 7:30 till noon right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds here in McPherson. But first, September is here, and that means the end of this year's 4-H projects, the start of school activities, Friday night football, and the Kansas State Fair. The State Fair is a wonderful place to visit and see all the happenings that go on across the great state of Kansas. This year, plan to find the Canton-Galva FFA County Collective Booth Exhibit. It's exciting to study and see all the different ag products produced right here from McPherson County. Like many visitors of the fair, I have to find the biggest pumpkin, view the amazing butter sculpture, and watch the live show at Gottschalk Park. This year, it's high diving. And now for my gardening news. The month of September is the best time to fertilize our cool season grasses, aerate our yards, and seed or overseed our lawns. Updating lawns this time of year makes a big impact come spring and summer. K-State Research and Extension recommends if you only fertilize your cool season grass once per year, September would be the best time to do it. In my local farming news, many areas of Kansas and surrounding states are experiencing drought and lack of water for our growing crops and forages. Farmers now will have more to do with less. Imagine that. Producers will have to be more efficient and find ways to increase yields, plus save our soil, water, and natural resources. It will be up to the farmers to continue to feed the world, and it all starts right here in McPherson County. With the drought spilling into fall planting and fall harvest, farmers and cattlemen alike will be searching and experimenting with new practices and methods of producing grains and forages. Feedstuffs are in short supply, and producers will have to keep an eye out for high nitrates on many of the forages that have been drought-stressed. KSRE will host a drought-related meeting in early October here in McPherson County, where producers can find the best options for minimizing any forage gaps headed into the fall and winter months. For tips of planting alfalfa, alfalfa is a very important legume crop for dairy and livestock industry in the state. Late summer and early fall are often the best times to plant alfalfa in Kansas due to less weed pressure than spring planting. Available moisture at planting is crucial for alfalfa establishment, and proper seed-to-ground placement is important. Many producers are also getting ready for fall anhydrous applications. Some producers are applying anhydrous now to fields that will be planted to wheat. However, very dry soils in many areas in Kansas can be a concern. Applications need to be deep enough to reach some of the moisture to minimize the risks for loss. On our program calendar, please plan now to attend the Cover Crop Field Tour September 13th starting at 8 o'clock at Kelvin Neufeldt's place, 280 14th Avenue in Inman, and end at the Gary Huxman's place east of Mound Ridge by 10:30. K-State Research and Extension is all about informing McPherson County residents on local topics that will help community members in their time of need. Whether it's a topic covering your home, farm, ranch, 4-H activity, finances, or family health and wellness, we have something for everyone. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any program or agriculture question. I hope you all have a good start to your week.